This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After 20 years of back-and-forth negotiations, the U.S. potato industry enjoyed this past Christmas as much as any in recent history, after an agreement was signed that all but assured greater access to Mexico. But after a lot of backpedaling by Mexico since the year began, National Potato Council CEO Cam Coral says it's time to fix this.
Mexico has been difficult to deal with USDA on a host of agricultural imports that Mexico really, they come up with a lot of excuses, but the core answer is they don't want to have to deal with competition.
This, Quarles says, is a common theme for Mexico.
They have had effectively no imports come into Mexico. They've had complete control of their own country's market for decades. And they view any type of competition as a threat to their bottom line, and they're going to work as hard as they can to make sure they never have to face that competition.
And if Mexico is to live up to its end of the agreement, Coral says it would be a win-win for both parties.
Because it is such a constrained supply of potatoes that are available to Mexican consumers, the potato industry down there that is fighting us so hard to keep us out will actually be tremendous beneficiaries along with U.S. growers.
Coral says negotiators may have to play tough with Mexican imports into the U.S. before this ends.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.